spats went out in the 1920s. In the 2020s, it's the SPACs that are in. I'm David Brancaccio. First, in about an hour and a half, perhaps the most market-sensitive and people-sensitive government reports of the month, hiring and unemployment. It'll cover February after a bad January. And with roughly 10 million jobs gone since the pandemic hit, repair is needed. One place to look for early signs of a rebound is in job postings, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Online job postings are the help wanted ads of the digital age. The job site Indeed saw postings crash last spring, then slowly rebound. Indeed economist Jed Kalko says they're now about 6% higher than pre-pandemic.
But it doesn't mean things are back to normal.
Job postings are up 30 to 40% in occupations that have fared well.
Sectors that make and move stuff, manufacturing, driving, warehouse jobs, construction.
But opportunities are still way down in hard-hit sectors like bars and restaurants, travel and tourism. Heidi Shierholz is at the Economic Policy Institute.
I am pretty optimistic. No, I'm actually quite optimistic that once the vaccine is widely distributed, we get the virus under control, a lot of those jobs will start coming back pretty quickly.
But she says we're still in for several months of slow growth before the jobs recovery really gets rolling. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
One might have thought the words of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell might have calmed recent market volatility, but that's not clear it's happening. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live with more. Nancy, first, catch us up on the fun in the bond market.
Yeah, fun, maybe. Traders are worried about inflation getting out of hand, David, and forcing the Fed to raise interest rates, to reduce borrowing, and keep the economy from overheating. That would eat away at the value of long-term treasury bonds. Bond yields rise when demand falls, and the yield on the 10-year treasury note rose above 1.5% after Powell's comments yesterday.
What did Powell say that spooked the markets?
Well, traders might have been expecting him to announce a plan to make long-term treasury bonds cheaper, maybe by selling short-term bonds and buying the long-term notes to push up demand for them. Instead, Powell just said he's paying attention to the bond market, but the economy is still recovering and still needs low interest rates.
You know, it was something that was notable and caught my attention. But again, it's a broad range of financial conditions that we're looking at, and that's really the key.
And Powell made it clear the Fed won't even think about raising interest rates until unemployment falls back to normal and inflation hits the Fed's target of 2%.
Powell spoke at a Wall Street Journal forum. There was that surge downward in bonds, pushing the 10-year yield, a key benchmark for interest rates, up to this morning 1.57%. After the NASDAQ stock index full of tech stocks fell another 2% yesterday, I can tell you that index has fallen 8.2% over the last month. The S&P is down 3% in a month. This morning, the NASDAQ future is down 0.3%. The S&P future down 0.1%. The Dow future's flat.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Dear listener, listen and be amazed. In just 2 minutes and 40 seconds, this guy Adam and I are going to hand you a working knowledge of the SPAC, S-P-A-C, a way to create a new stock that is oh so 2021, used by Jay-Z, A-Rod, Paul Ryan, the politician, and many more. Adam Leshinsky, longtime Fortune magazine honcho, who now writes for Business Insider, is on the line from San Francisco. Hey there.
Hey, David.
Just to understand what a SPAC is, it's kind of like in the musical where they say, hey, gang, what do you say? Let's put on a show. They say, hey, boys and girls, what do you say? Let's buy a private company and then turn it into a public stock. And then hopefully that stock will go up and that's how we'll get the money, right?
That's right. A normal financing situation is a company gets money from venture capitalists who are taking a big risk. It develops their product, and then it goes out to the public markets for an initial public offering. This SPAC process short-circuits that and says, we are a young company that has not done anything yet, but because you, the SPAC, have raised this pool of capital already, how about buying us and then we'll be a public company and then we'll see what happens.
It's also a shortcut on some regulation, right? So the typical initial public offering gets a measure of scrutiny from regulators. This one, less so, right?
That's exactly right. A SPAC does an IPO itself. So the SPAC raises money and tells investors, when you give us money, we're going to go find something to buy. Then when it goes and buys that company, it's a relatively simple transaction from a regulatory perspective compared to the IPO process that you described.
So you think of big dogs putting their money into these, and they have money to burn. Will regular people suffer if this comes a cropper?
Yes, quite possibly, because regular investors can invest in these SPACs, and sometimes they generate a lot of excitement, and they trade for far more than the value of the cash that's in them. And so they're highly speculative and open to all investors.
So give me an example. I mean, I had on my radar screen Lucid Motors, which is an electric vehicle startup, but you've written on some others.
Sure. Just recently, two flying taxi manufacturers have agreed to be bought by SPACs. They've been at it for years developing this product. They haven't sold one yet. They have no revenue. So pretty soon you can be an investor, a public market investor in these companies, and they have no track record whatsoever. So it could prove out to be fantastic, but it could also go bust.
Adam Leshinsky, columnist for Business Insider and former executive editor at Fortune magazine. You also may know him as author of the book Inside Apple. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure.
See, now you know SPACs. Bada bing, bada boom. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and J.C. Bold. When I read their names, it's Friday. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.